This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlay. Turns out dying men do tell tales. An elephant handler at Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus named Sammy Haddock has died. And the reason that's important is because he made a promise to his dying wife 3 years ago. He left behind a notarized statement detailing abuse that elephants faced at the hands of trainers and handlers at Ringling Brothers. David Montgomery reported on this story for The Washington Post. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Celeste.
What abuse did Sammy Haddock allege is going on at the Ringling Brothers training camps?
Well, he was speaking about how baby elephants, we're talking ages 18 months to 2 years, are trained at a special conservation center that Ringling has in Central Florida. And he objected, after having participated in it many years, to the use of bull hooks and ropes. Bull hooks are pointed sticks, which are used to help train the elephants, and ropes, which are used to sort of force them into positions so that they can learn behaviors that later on, when they get bigger and go on the road with the circus, they'll be able to entertain audiences.
Was there any corroboration for this story?
Yes, Ringling Brothers, that's what's so fascinating about this. Ringling Brothers says the photographs are genuine. Sammy Haddock left behind 70 photographs of his workplace that showed the training of elephants. Ringling Brothers said, absolutely, these are genuine photos of training of elephants. Where they depart, though, is Ringling says this is professional, humane, legal, and perfectly justifiable elephant training. And PETA, the animal rights organization, which is bringing this to light, has the opposite interpretation, and PETA is banking on the public when they see these photos, the public being shocked at these cute little creatures with ropes on them and bull hooks sort of in their vicinity.
The public may be shocked, but actually, having seen some of the photos, that's actually legal according to the American Zoo Association as well.
Absolutely. The bull hooks are an approved tool. They're called guides in the zoo industry and the circus industry, and Ringling Brothers says they're only used as a light cue, a little tap to tell the baby elephant, you know, raise your foot, and they give it an apple, and they say foot, they touch it with the bull hook, and they give a treat, and they say that's how training is done.
Okay, we have a statement responding to this from Ringling Brothers. They say, I am downright saddened and perplexed that Sammy would find any reason to do this. In all the time he worked here, he never once raised any concerns about the treatment of animals. Although he worked for us, he was not an upper handler, therefore was not trained to do so. Our handlers are extensively trained. I've been here a long time and love my job. I would never stand for the harming of any animal. We have a no-tolerance policy on cruelty to animals, and if someone is found to be abusing an animal, they are immediately dismissed. So Sammy Haddock knew what he was doing when he sent this on to PETA. Where do you expect these allegations to go from here?
Well, PETA has very recently taken Sammy's statement and his photographs to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and filed a formal complaint with the USDA, and they are ultimately hoping that the USDA will say that this is a violation of the Animal Welfare Act. And PETA's end game is they hope that all animals are out of the circus. Ringling Brothers says that's not going to happen, and that will be the USDA is going to arbitrate that.
This is touchy, David, because if they make that decision, that would have effects also on how elephants are treated in our zoos across the country. David Montgomery is a reporter for the Style section at the Washington Post. He joined us from his office in D.C.
That's so sad. This Sammy Haddock. I mean, did he believe every day that he was being cruel, or is he just angry at his employers?
I don't know.
It's a puzzle.
It's really strange.